Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Blogger News on the Radio. My name is Simon Barrett, and this is another in our News in Review series. We're going to be exploring the week's events in the rather or very sad Kaylee Anthony story. Joining me in the studio is my wife, Jan.
Hello, Hi. Everyone.
And I am very, very pleased to announce that the ever-entertaining Sean Krause of DailyBS.com is with us again. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Hey, Simon.
Oh, and Sean is becoming quite the TV star these days. Last week it was Greta Van Susteren, and I understand you're on headline news tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be on before Nancy Grace, Jean, I forget her name.
Jane Velez Mitchell.
Yeah, I'll be on her show tomorrow,
is
7
she?
O'clock. Yeah.
I'm surprised, but, you know, you can find time to talk to us lowly mortals.
Well, it's a Sunday. You know, nobody does anything on Sunday. Except pray.
And this week, we have another panelist with us. Author and broadcaster, Denny Griffin. Hi, Denny.
Simon, thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. Denny is an interesting guy. His latest book about mobster-turned-government witness Frank Collotta actually solved an almost 30-year-old murder case. He also sent me an email this morning, which I have to admit, I just cracked up when I read it. It was a quote from his wife. My wife pointed out that of my five closest business associates and friends, three are former mobsters. what kind of life do you lead, Denny?
Not a very sheltered one, I guess.
Right, I would say not. Our switchboard number, if there are some listeners who want to call in with questions and comments, is area code 646-378-1120, and we do have lines open, so please give us a call. So let's get to the meat and potatoes of what's happened in the past week. Sean, you've been MIA for about 3 weeks, so I guess I'm going to pick on you first. What's all this about the George Anthony suicide deal?
Well, you know, I honestly think that's more of a publicity stunt more than anything else. You know, I look at it this way. You know, they're not dumb. You know, this whole entire family is not dumb at all. You know, I don't buy, you know, if you're going to commit suicide, you're going to do it. You're not going to sit there and you know, call your friends and send text messages and, oh, I'm going to kill myself. Woo-hoo. Please, spare me the BS details. You know, the way I look at it is that, you know, George Anthony, between Cindy and George, the both of them have some issues. They need to sit down and reevaluate their marriage. They really do. And, you know, what do? You know, they sit there and you know, bitch and complain, and that's what they, you know, that's what they do in front of the media. I don't know why George decided to want to off himself. You know, he wants to go to heaven because of Kaylee. You know, I just don't get it. You know, what does this media publicity stunt do? All it does is that, you know, it allows them to sit there and, you know, create public sympathy. And then all of a sudden, you know, they're going to be like, oh, we'll donate to the Help Kaylee Fund. You know, buy a bracelet, buy a T-shirt. you know, help Casey's defense fund. And buy George's medication, even though he doesn't need it.
I have to admit, my very first thought was that it was that they were using him to try something else with. That was my very first thought about it. I mean, I really would hate to think that the man would actually try to commit suicide, but it's just a little bit convenient at the timing right now. I thought maybe that they were kind of using him to say that he was going to commit suicide so that way they can go to sympathy plea to keep the prosecutors from going for the death penalty with Casey, because to say, well, you know, the family is so distraught losing their granddaughter, now they can't lose their daughter too to death, with the death penalty. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's just my opinion, of course. But
Denny, what's your theory about this whole suicide issue?
Well, I have come to the point that I'm extremely skeptical of anything involving the Antonys. I don't take anything they do at face value. And I think I can say I share Sean's opinion on this. And one of the posters on my blog, I posted something about the suicide business, and one of the posters indicated that they thought that perhaps this was a ploy for various reasons, one of which might give the defense lawyer something to work with at trial if George is going to provide damaging testimony about Casey, like the death smell in the trunk of the car and so forth, that maybe if he's got mental issues that might somewhat neutralize his testimony. I'm not a lawyer. I have no idea if that would work, but that is some of the speculation involved.
Yeah, I think that they would be willing to go as far as to use the man like that. I really think that that's a big possibility.
It certainly wouldn't surprise me any.
Dennis, I forgot to do this in the introduction. What is the address of your website?
It's www.dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S-N, as in Norman, Griffin, GRIFFIN.com. DennisNGriffin.com.
It is well worth a visit. I mean, Denny's the only person I know that hangs out with ex-mobsters. Okay, the other item that cropped up this week, and there's been little official mention about it, are movie deals and the potential unloyally antics that maybe our favorite defense attorney, Jose Baez, has been active in pursuing. Anyone got any thoughts on that one?
Well, the way I look at it is that, you know, Jose Baez is going to try to make as much money as he can, whether it's through whatever TV or movie deal. Quite frankly, I think that it's just BS. You know, he shouldn't be sitting there negotiating deals for his client. You know, his client should be sitting there rotting in prison, thinking about what the hell she did, not sitting there making million-dollar deals to present her story. Screw that. Because I'll tell you this, there will be no way in hell that I'll ever allow Lifetime or some other network to ever do anything for, Casey Anthony.
Oh, it's okay. Go ahead.
Can I ask a question?
Certainly.
Yeah, and then Sean perhaps could answer this, or Jane, or any of you. There's been a lot of talk about, are all these people on the Anthony defense team, Casey's defense team, working pro bono?
Denny, you beat me to the punchline.
Okay. And I find it hard to believe that. I mean, they got private investigators, they got all these forensic experts and lawyers and so on. And I know that perhaps some of them are doing it for a book deal or a movie deal or something, looking for something down the road. But is everybody associated with this operation all doing it for free?
Henry Lee got on Nancy Grace's show and said that he was doing it pro bono. But I just can't believe that they would actually do that, because, I mean, these people are out for money. They're not out for volunteering their time for things. But that's what he said. But I have a hard time believing it myself.
Well, you know, you can understand one or maybe two people offering to help out pro bono, but it's almost as if this entire dream team or nightmare team has been put together pro bono. It doesn't add up. You know, there has to be a money trail, but where is that money? I know that there's been some rumors that that there has been an income flow from somewhere in the entertainment business, but no one seems to know exactly where.
Did anyone ever find out conclusively where the second bail bond came after Padilla got out of this thing and withdrew his bail when Casey was arrested the second time? A second $500,000 bail was put up. Does anybody know where that money came from?
No, they said that was anonymous. They wouldn't give the source of it. They said it was from two different people, though. And I believe the Anthonys did something. I'm not quite sure. Signed something to guarantee it or something. I don't know exactly what it was, but there was two different people that came from.
Sean. You're a man with your ear to the ground. What's the scuttlebutt that you're hearing?
Well, you know, I don't hear much anymore on you know, who's making what and you know, who's making who. You know, everybody's making a shitload of money off this case, and you know, that applies towards Baez as well. You know, he's out there self-promoting himself, whoring himself out there. Now he's supposed to be some teacher. If you remember correctly, he's going to be a teacher, and he's even bringing on some students to help with his case against Casey Anthony. So it'll be interesting. You know, now it just goes to show you that how desperate. You know, he really is.
Okay. Well, once again, to our listeners, the dial-in number, if you want to jump in and comment or ask a question, is area code 646-378-1120. And we certainly would like to hear from you. So, going back to these movie deals, and is there some validity in it? You know, it was that there was an interesting comment that came out this week that in one of the jailhouse videos that seemed to be being released on a regular basis, the comment is made that Baez is in New York on behalf of Casey Anthony. Now, I cannot possibly think of any good reason why the case would take him to New York.
She said he was there on business for her, is what she told her mother in that jailhouse visit. On the video, she said Cindy told her that Baez was in New York, and she said, "I know he's there on business for me." So, I don't know. There was no explanation. There was no more said about it or anything. So, I can't understand why he would be in New York on business for Casey when the case is in Orlando. I don't understand what New York has to do with her case, but that's what she said.
Yeah, it certainly doesn't seem to make a great deal of sense. Okay, I see the switchboard lighting up a bit like a Christmas tree. So let's go to the caller in the 239 area code. Hello, what's your name and what's your question for us?
Hi, this is Betty from GriddleWire. I don't want to talk on the radio today, but I was just listening. But I can't pull your site up on my on the computer.
Oh,
I'm doing something wrong. I'm always doing something wrong.
That's terrible.
Okay, I know.
Well, sit tight. I'm sure I'm sure you'll come up with some questions for us. Okay.
I imagine I will.
we have another caller coming in from the 308 area code. What's your name and what's your question for us?
Hello, everybody. It's Brian again.
Hi, Brian.
Hi,
how are you,
Brian?
What's that? I just wanted to say I saw you on TV, Sean, and I hope you continue to get better, and God bless you.
Well, I appreciate it. You can, like I said, you can check out Headline News tomorrow.
I'll
be
definitely
on at 7.
Do that.
And are you going to be as well behaved on Headline News as you were on Greta?
Yeah, they kind of put the whole nut crunch on you.
Right. I think in the article I wrote, I postulated that maybe they had a taser aimed at your nether regions.
I just wanted to tell you guys the day all this happened with George on Friday, I think it was, I read an article on there later on My Fox Orlando. That Jose, you know, I don't know if you guys have read the motions he filed for next Friday, where the prosecution wanted to strike his list. Well, he's gone and added the whole Anthony family to it. He has added the Grunds. I have no idea why he is adding the Oak Ridge people, you know, in Tennessee that did the body, the tests on the trunk. He added them and that some of her other friends, and that Central Florida, that UCF scientist that did tests on the trunk and were inconclusive. And also, while Judge Strickland has the FBI, you know the FBI interviews of Dominic Casey. And the tape, and he's overlooking it to see if anything was broken between the attorney and client or whatever that is, if he did something wrong there.
And that Baez done something wrong or the prosecution?
No. I'm pretty sure if it's Baez because it's the attorney-client privilege or... How I can't remember how it was worded.
Oh, I see
worded,
what you mean. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's looking into that. He has those tapes, and he's looking over that stuff right now.
Well, the investigator wasn't working for Baez at the time, though. He was working for the Anthonys, not Baez.
No, uh-uh.
Actually,
I'm not sure
Dominique,
that's what
his name is. Right. Actually, Sean, what's your take on that whole video escapade?
Well, first and foremost, I think that, by him actually going there and recording video footage, that kind of like really, really bothers me. It's kind of like Gail St. John who claimed that, because,
I was there, and, I'm going to take credit.
Yeah, you know what, none of them did absolutely anything. He He took some video footage, and you know that kind of makes me suspicious, at least on the Dominic Casey part. You're hired by the Anthonys to videotape, and you're right there at the scene of the crime. Interesting.
They're supplying reasonable doubt for a trial. And that would be in Baez's favor.
I don't know.
They're making
a
mess.
Kind of backfired on him, if that was the case.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a mess.
Yeah, I think it would have kind of backfired on him if that was the case. If they put that man out there for their case to make them look better, or what I figured they did was they probably put him out there to make it look like that the body wasn't there at all, and that somebody had put it in since Casey has been in jail. But I think it kind of backfired on them.
But the confusion itself causes reasonable doubt. You see what I'm trying to... Does that make sense?
I'm having a hard time.
I'm sorry, you kind of broke up there. Can you repeat that?
Sorry. The confusion itself of all the dates and when they were out there videotaping and the confusing stories causes reasonable doubt for the trial, if it ever is going to occur, which helps Baez, Casey.
Oh, certainly. And as Brian was commenting about the ever-growing list of people that are going to be called by the defense. You basically create reasonable doubt by running down a gazillion different blind alleys, and you know eventually the jury doesn't understand up from down. You know,
right?
That's exactly what happened with the OJ trial in the mid 90s. You know, the whole thing was so surreal, but it was stage managed by the attorneys. If the outcome, we all know, a murderer walked free.
Also, I'm sorry. Well, isn't Dominic Casey also the one that was working for Baez at the beginning and said he had a picture of Casey and Zenaida and the babysitter all together? Do you remember that?
I know.
Oh yeah, but they never did show it. Never was produced. I mean, they never come up with any more of it. They said that they had sent their investigators to get the picture, and that was the last was ever said about it.
It makes me wonder if they weren't going to use this tape in some way to bring to the jury to try to discredit it, because I was wondering if they were going to try to keep that secret and somehow it got out.
Oh, I don't believe that from a legal standpoint. Now, I could be wrong here, but I do believe that through the process of discovery, both sides understand the major elements of evidence. Am I wrong there? Someone help me out.
No, I don't think you're wrong there. I think that these alleged pictures, they never came to light, which is just a crock of crap, because they're the ones that stated that they had all of this significant evidence that showed that there was the actual legit Zenaida Gonzalez, and that turned out to be crap. She was just a phantom, and there was no pictures of that turned out to be legitimately Casey, or not Casey, Kaylee.
Right. Actually, the very name, Zenaida Gonzalez, while not a terribly uncommon Hispanic name, someone, I can't remember the... which news article it was, pointed out that where the body is, it was found, is adjacent to properties owned by a Gonzales and a Zenaida. Coincidence?
I don't know about that. They said that the first house was with the Gonzales, but there was really no nothing. I think the second house, there was doubt about that one. It's just, I don't really know for sure if that was proven or not, with it being a Zenaida.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so let's plow on, because there's so much stuff to talk about. The remains of poor little Kaylee Anthony are apparently still sitting in a cardboard box. Why no funeral?
Because there's too much argument. You got Jose Baez, who's withholding the body because he needs to, quote unquote, do additional testing. And it's ridiculous. You know, let the, how long does it take? Get off your ass, stop parading and do your damn tests, get the shit over and done with, and let this little girl rest in peace. You know, stop sitting there and allowing, this crap to continue. It's ridiculous.
Denny, your thoughts?
I totally agree. It's just dragging on and on and on, and I can't really see any legitimate reason for it. Get it done if you're going to do it. Get it done. Get it over with, and let the girl have some closure to the kid.
What was the nonsense about Cindy wanting George to go get jewelry for her?
Yeah, I couldn't understand that one either.
I mean, that's sick.
Yeah, I mean, what were they going to do, put the jewelry on their bones? To bury her, and then there was so much rumors about this impossibility of them cremating him. I don't know about that one either. That just didn't make any sense to me either.
They're demented.
Either that or this is, like I said, this is a little plot that they've got, a scheme on their end. I don't know. It could be looked at so many different ways.
What I find...
What are the pictures and everything that he needs from the prosecution going to say that the bones won't? This makes me so mad.
Brian, you're breaking up to me. I can't hardly hear you.
Oh, well,
I'm hearing you good.
Well,
it might be my phone then.
this subject has made me mad for almost since the date that they found her was the 11th. What I don't understand is what are these things that he needs from the prosecutions, like from the crime scene, going to say that her bones will not? I don't get that.
I don't understand it. I don't know what he's
doing. No.
It doesn't make any sense to me either. I don't understand what he's thinking, where he's going with all this.
Well, it's my opinion that it is O.J. all over again. You know, what Baez wants to do is explore every avenue imaginable. You know, maybe there's a Mark Furman lurking out there, you know, that will...
Oh, please.
I hear you saying, oh, please, but I mean... That's the only conclusion I can come up with.
I don't know. It's maybe a wannabe case, so to speak. I don't know. I think he's just grasping at straws, trying anything he can.
Actually, I did read an article a few days ago. Can't remember exactly where. But it was one of these so-called experts, and they were casting doubt on the strength of the prosecution's case. What does the panel think about the strength of the case?
The prosecutor's case?
Yeah.
Oh, I think they've got a good case. I mean, and I believe, I really honestly believe they've got more than what they're showing that they've got.
Well,
they have,
yeah,
in order to have brought it into, the, I mean, up in, to the grand jury to plead their case. I really think to get this indictment, I think they've got a lot more than what we know they've got. And I think that that's why they're not rushing to give the immunity to the Anthonys like they were requesting and all that. I think that they feel that they've got enough. And I think they have a strong case.
I agree. I think that, you know, you can't give the whole meat and potatoes of your case.
Right.
You know, and because if you do, then what does, you know, what does Baez
right.
Have left to question, you know?
Exactly.
You got to throw something in the wrench works.
Got to be some surprise there for them.
Yeah.
I think they've really got a good, strong case against her. A lot of evidence against her that points right to her. Not just, I mean, and there's so much more that we haven't seen yet. That, I mean, just what we've seen alone in my book would convict her. So, I mean, if they've got more, you can imagine what it's going to look like.
No, I think it's going to be pretty devastating testimony.
I don't think we'll ever see those toxicology reports. I don't think we'll see those. I think they'll just keep them for the prosecution.
They
do too.
They might not.
That's,
I mean,
okay.
I
don't think they'll ever show those toxicology reports. I hope they don't.
Oh, you mean until the trial?
Yeah.
Right. I think that's going to be one thing that they'll hold back, too, probably.
That's good, though.
Like I said, though, I think they're holding back some important pieces that we don't know about yet, and because they're pretty confident of their case, and they want Casey. They want to prove this case really bad, so they're not going to let things slip up. They're doing it by the book, too. So that way nobody can come back and say anything against them. And then
did you hear who else Baez has on his team? The students at the Florida University. you read
students,
that, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay, that was kind of cute.
Yeah, we heard that he was also putting some of the students onto his case, too. So...
I wonder if they're young and pretty.
Well, he's getting $4,500 a semester to teach them.
Yeah.
You know,
I can't imagine him teaching anybody anything.
You know,
okay,
who I think might help bring Casey down is her friend, Annie Downey. Because there's been nothing released on her at all, none of her transcripts, interviews, nothing.
Downing or Huizenga?
I don't know.
Well, apparently, actually, it was Cindy who allegedly believes that Annie Downing is actually the phantom Zenaida Gonzalez.
She has accused her of it, too. Her and, was it Jesse? Jesse Grundich? Or one of the others? Which one of the other ones
Amy.
That she accused of? Being
Amy.
A part of it.
Huizenga is the Amy that I remember.
Yeah.
The one she borrowed the car from and stole the money from.
Yeah, stole the money from. That's what they had accused her of it. So I don't think anybody else is involved but Casey. I think Casey is out for Casey, and she's covering for Casey, not for anybody else.
I think Ricardo's going to be in for it, too, because I read a report on Local 6 today that Jose wants all the information off his computer because, you know, he had that chloroform site on there where chloroformer or whatever, he wants all the information off his computer and everything too now.
Well, didn't he volunteer his computer?
Yeah, he did, but I guess he wants to know if there's anything incriminating on there.
I just think that Casey's in on all of it. I mean, I think it's all Casey and her little selfish act. I could be wrong, but that's my opinion.
Well, once again, folks, if you're listening in and you have a question or a comment for us, our dial-in number is 646-378-1120. Okay, let's talk about duct tape. I mean, we all love the stuff. Every household in America has it. Duct tape surfaced once again this week. It was all about heart-shaped stickers.
Yeah, duct tape doesn't come with heart-shaped stickers.
No, none that I've ever seen.
Actually, I did once have a roll of duct tape, which had little pictures of ducks on it. And that was kind of fun.
I don't think it's the same kind of duct tape we're talking about here.
Oh. So what's the story with the heart sticker?
I don't know, unless it could be that she actually snapped after she killed her and felt bad about it, and this was her way of leaving her last words of saying she loved her or something.
But that's a cruel way of saying I love you.
Yeah, exactly. This is to say, I don't know if Casey is even capable of that kind of feeling or not. I really don't understand what it is that would be the reason for that. I don't know. I can't figure it out yet. Anybody else got any ideas?
Oh, huge amount of silence. Sean, you...
I just think it's her sick way of saying she was sorry for whatever she did. I think it's just her, in her sick little mind, she thinks by putting that on there and saying, putting that on there, it's almost going to make someone look like there's sympathy for her, but it's not.
Or you better saying, I'm sorry, honey, I had to kill you because you were in my way. You know, there's just no telling what was going through her mind.
Sean, you probably know more about the Anthonys than any of the rest of us. What's your theories? They're a strange family? And the
of course you're a strange family. I mean, you got Cindy, who's heavily medicated. You got George, who's now flipping off the deep end, apparently. You got Casey, who... wants to send Valentine's Day messages by putting hearts on duct tape, and I don't get it. I really don't. If you're going to sit there and put a heart on a piece of duct tape, don't put it on a human body, and it just disgusts me even more, just even talking about it, because it really is tragic when you look at Casey's activities into what she's done. I mean, how the hell do you sit there and duct tape your own kid's mouth, and then you sit there for sympathetic reasons, and you go, oh, I just put a heart on there because that just showed that I love Kaylee. Yeah, bullshit.
Denny.
Yeah, you loved her how much? You didn't report her missing for 32 days, and then again, it was your mother that had to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Denny, your thoughts on the heart sticker?
Well, the heart sticker, this Casey's such a bizarre bird that I don't really know what makes her tick. And if she put the heart sticker on for maybe some sick reason, I really can't explain it. But speaking of duct tape, it's my understanding that the laboratory, the law enforcement labs, are testing the duct tape that was found on Kaylee's skull and trying to match it. I guess there's some method they can get a positive match to the duct tape found at the Anthony home, and possibly there was some duct tape on one of the gas cans that Casey supposedly removed from her father's storage shed, and also that they might be able to positively tie the trash bag into trash bags from the Anthony house. It seems to me if they can make that tie-in, that would really be devastating to Casey in her defense.
It looks to me like it could, too.
Oh, well, the poo blanket.
Huh?
I think the poo blanket will, too.
Does anyone know if that's a for sure Kaylee blanket?
Well, it's kind of obvious. Whenever those blankets and sets are sold, they're sold as a set. And she did have the set of the Winnie the Pooh in her bedroom. So, I mean, I don't know if it's definite or not, or, you know, if they've proven it or not. But I mean, usually, normally, those are sold in sets, not separately. So it's
right.
a very big possibility.
And Simon? I'm a big fan of Winnie the Pooh, by the way.
Yeah.
Simon?
Yes.
Yeah, can I take advantage of Sean's presence and expertise to ask a question?
Certainly.
Yeah, I don't know what you folks have found. The sites I monitor and the people I've talked with have a variety of opinions about the role of George and Cindy in this whole thing. They go from strictly innocent, grieving grandparents acting like any grieving grandparents would act, and their conduct is normal. That's a minority of the opinions that I hear. And then they range up to that they were actually involved in Kaylee's death. Sean, do you have an opinion on that? Do you think it's somewhere in between? Or what do you think their role or culpability is in this whole mess?
Well, for one, they allowed their daughter, you know, to my thing is this. You're telling me that for 30-plus days, they're going to sit there and not question where Kaylee's at? And, you know, they just sit there and allow their daughter to continue to lie and to continue. So, I mean, they bought all that bullshit, and they sat there and they ate it all up. So they're just as much as an accomplice to Kaylee's murder, because they allowed Casey to continue to do what she does. You know, and you know, the between the pings and everything else, I just don't get it. I don't get, you know, how the hell are you going to sit there and, you know, your daughter's going out there to the clubs and everything else, and you're not going to sit there and make some motion about it? Or not? And you're just going to, oh, well, Casey, you know, she's just a partying girl. Yeah, bullshit. So I really strongly believe that they're just as involved as Casey is, because they knew of Casey's activities, and none of them questioned them, any of her activities.
I want to jump in here, and I want to point out that for the longest time, Sean was one of the very few proponents of the Anthony family, while many in the media were raking them over the coals, Sean was saying, "Hey, just hold your horses here. You know what? You know, maybe what we're reading, what we're seeing, you know, isn't really the truth." What made you change your mind, Sean?
Well, you know, Cindy's opinion, you know, as I've told the media before, I'll tell you guys again, I don't mind sharing the story. You know, Cindy's demeanor had changed, you know, right after Thanksgiving. You know, when she said that, you know, her emails were hacked, and she sent out those emails that, you know, questioning, well, for one, asking me, you know, what my number was when she actually had my number. And then sending me emails that were used for, you know, Casey's defense. You know, that kind of threw me off a little bit. You know, she sent me the same thing as she sent Kathy Bellick. And she honestly thought that me and myself and Kathy Bellick were dumb enough to go out and air a story. Well, we seem to be a lot smarter than what Cindy believes.
Right. We have a caller coming in from the rather mysterious area code of 111. Hello, caller. What's your name and what's your question for us? Hello, caller.
This wouldn't be me, would it?
Well, yeah, probably.
Well, good. 111 is good because it's not mine. This is Betty. Hello, everyone. Hi, friends.
Hi, Betty.
Hi.
Hi.
I have not been able to get the show or hear anything, but I just decided to call you. For some reason, I'm just hearing the week in review. Did Pickles get there today?
No.
No. Okay, I've been wondering, was that Sean that I just heard when I called? Yes. I too, have been wondering just how much Cindy, I'm a musician.
Cindy.
Cindy, if she's the Captain Quig of this whole ship, if the lunacy didn't start with her, she made her husband quit his job. I can sort of understand that, but it probably broke him. So then he was completely under her thumb. And then she made Casey keep the baby, which would make her sort of when she knew she was probably insane and not in a highly.
Yeah, but here's the thing though. Please don't you know, go on and try to you know, undermine and try to fill in the gaps with insanity. You know, Casey is yes, she's a very likely sociopath. However, please don't give her any additional credit. She is very smart. She's very bright.
I said she's smart.
She knows. She knew exactly what the hell she was doing.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and
Sean, I didn't mean to undermine it. I guess my mind is trying to wrap around such cruelness. You know, I mean, it's so sick to put her blanket in the heart. It's like, I really love you. See, that's what Pat Brown said on one of the shows. She's a psychologist. That it was some almost like, you know, see, I love you. It's okay. You'll be comfy. You have your things with you. It's just so sick. I can't get it. I just have never heard of anything like this. And it just hurts me. It's such a beautiful baby. And with this one, we've had more pictures than anyone because the mother was this pseudo photographer, you know. So we've fallen in love with her.
I don't know how, what triggered this off. I don't understand. But I do agree with Sean. Casey is a lot smarter than what people are giving her credit for. And I think that they are going to try to say that she was, like, temporarily out of her mind or something to that effect. But I don't think that's what the case is. I think she had this all planned. And
yeah, but my thing was is that, you know, I don't know who the hell's listening. You know, Jose Baez may be listening. You know, stealing some ideas.
Hi,
you know, and I don't want Pee Wee Herman steal any ideas and try to take some insanity plea defense for his client.
Well, I don't think he'd get away with it because I don't think she's crazy. I mean, it's
I don't either,
obvious.
Actually. I think it's something disturbed, but I don't know what title.
Really,
I mean, I don't know how much they know what a sociopath is. I don't even think they're sure of quite what causes it and definitely not how to cure it.
Well, there's another thing that was with them tapes that was released last week that really bothers me when they were visiting her. And George tells her that she's the boss now. Okay, she says, I was the boss when I walked in here, but I'm no longer the boss. Okay, what does that tell you? That tells you that they gave her everything she wanted. Apparently at home, she ran the show.
Right.
And, I mean,
right.
She admitted, I mean, I don't think she even admitted it open. I mean, I don't think she meant to, but she says, because he kept telling her she was the boss. She was the boss. And she says, I was the boss.
But no
but
longer.
I'm not in here. And, I mean, I was like, what kind of family is this that calls the daughter the boss?
That's like buying a cat or a dog and making them the alpha figure, the boss, to run the house. Well, you know, when I had a child, there was an older person visiting with along with other people. She got me aside. She said, you know, the baby's running the house. You know that? I said, what? You know, it would be like, can I have milk? Can I have a cookie? And I would run and run up there, you know, and try to comfort them. Anyhow, after they
baby,
left.
Baby, you know.
Huh?
This is a 22-year-old girl that.
Yeah, but I stopped it then and there. I thought this baby is running this house. This is going to be a disaster.
Right.
And he's not qualified, so I stopped it.
Okay, we have another caller on the line. Someone coming in from.
You think I can hang on and listen? I can't hear you any other way. I can't do this.
Oh, is this the caller from the 936 area code?
No, I'm the 111.
Oh, okay. No, that's fine. Caller from 936, what's your name and what's your question for us?
Hello, guys. This is Gracie from Texas, and I was just calling in, and I wanted to wish Sean good wishes. Hope he's doing good, and I just wanted to know about the judge issuing the order that Casey now has to attend all the pretrial hearings now. I mean, I think that's good. What do you think?
Well, of course, I think that's a great idea because that forces her to get her ass out of jail and listen and face up to what she's done. And the best thing about it is you get to see her face, her demeanor. The biggest thing is facial expression.
No,
exactly.
Actually, the most important aspect of this is that it removes a potential for appeal.
Right.
You cannot
yes.
possibly say that, oh, the lawyers did that, I didn't know about it.
Right. And also, I was reading on one of the Orlando websites where Baez has requested more information from Ricardo Morales. He's Casey's one of her former boyfriends that had the chloroform picture on his website. And I just wonder if Baez is thinking about changing his defense from the invisible nanny to an actual person here, if he's going to go after Morales for that now.
I think he's going to try.
I think he's grasping at straws.
Yeah.
Are you Greta Wire, Gracie?
Huh?
Are you Greta Wire, Gracie?
Yes, I'm Greta Wire.
This is Betty.
Hi, Betty.
Hey.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah,
thanks for the link for listening to the show. I'm having troubles listening today too. Sorry about the interruption.
Yeah.
Sean, your thoughts.
Well, I agree with you 100%, Simon. I think that Baez is just kind of digging through his ass and not sure where to go in this case anymore. You know, he's got Casey trying to I don't know. This case is all over the place. You know, it's like dog shit all smeared all over the place on one specific windshield, and he's just trying to justify and try to make up additional stories as it goes along. That's really, really sad.
Denny, your thoughts?
I think the whole thing is pathetic. It's really it makes my blood boil. In fact, I get so annoyed just by Casey's voice when I listen to all these jailhouse tapes that are being played. I have to put it on mute, and I just can't I can't hack her at all.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me?
You feel
the same way? Can I ask what do you guys of a day? I think that's going to be pretty important. Is the day she backed her car into the garage? Well, what do you guys think about that?
Well, she wasn't doing any delivery there wasn't a pizza in the trunk to deliver. So obviously there was something that was in that trunk during that time frame.
I think
she wasn't unloading shrubs. She hadn't been to the garden center.
Nope.
I think it's the day she put Kaylee in the bags and stuff. I really do. No matter how much I hate to say it and everything she did.
Yeah.
She parked her car in there for a reason like that so no one would see.
It's when she borrowed
really
the shovel
it.
Also.
Huh?
It's when she borrowed the shovel also.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a big day that the prosecution's going to look at because that's the only time she had any chance to get anything from the house and her suspicious actions by backing into the garage.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but this shovel story... exactly what did she use it for? Because the remains, as I understand it, were found in a plastic bag on top of the ground. Now,
yes, it was ground that had been covered in water. The remains hadn't been buried.
My guess, she was first had Kaylee buried in her backyard at the house. And that's when she borrowed the shovel to get her from her own backyard to the trunk of the car.
Oh, you...
My guess. I mean, strictly guess.
I knew someone would come up with that solution.
Well, only me. The other Betty.
Well, no, actually, and that's a very salient point, because as I understand it, the cadaver dogs did hit in a particular area of the backyard, but nothing was found.
Right.
No, nothing was found.
Right, and cadaver dogs are...
Yeah, but did they ever dig anything up after the dogs was smelled anything?
Nope. Nope.
That was my wonder. I mean, I'd like to know. Maybe there was clothes buried. There has to be something that those dogs hit on for them to do what they did. I really think that there's possibly up underneath that the playhouse that there could be something buried, and not the baby, but something of hers.
Sandbox that had a cover.
Right. The pavers that was put down, I really think that there's something, there's more to this. And I wouldn't take their word for nothing anymore.
But I find I'm incredulous that the police would bring in cadaver dogs that, you know, give a positive, and they do not dig. I mean...
Yeah, well, they should.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't make any sense to me at all. That's like taking a fingerprint and not looking it up on APHIS.
Huh.
I don't know, but I just...
No,
Do we know that they did not dig?
I'm sorry, Brian, I missed that last comment.
Oh, well, the police did not dig?
No, they didn't.
Are you
they
sure?
They didn't dig in that backyard after the dogs. I don't believe.
But
I don't know,
we don't know for sure.
Huh?
We don't know for sure, though.
No, but I don't think they did. I mean, I could be wrong, but I think that they said that the Anthonys had said that they had just put this down and they took their word for it or something to that effect. I don't believe they dug it up after.
No, there was no digging up of anything.
Yeah, because she said that they have already explained what they've done in their backyard, and the police know about it already.
Right, but I mean, if the dogs hit on, say, the sandbox, was it the sandbox?
I don't know. I was thinking it was the playhouse, but maybe I'm wrong.
Well, okay, or the playhouse. It was two different spots. The police could have checked that. The Anthonys did explain away the shrub that they moved, hibiscus or whatever it was.
They come up
and,
with some reason that they would have smelled.
Pavers. And the pavers.
They said that.
But they could have checked the sandbox and the playhouse without making a production of it.
I don't know. The way I understood it, no.
Okay, folks, we're within 90 seconds of the end of this show, unfortunately. Boy, these shows go quick. Sean, give me your parting words in 20 seconds or less.
All right. To quote a song, listen up, Anthony family. We're not going to take it. So, listen, you can take your suicidal tendencies and shove them up your ass. And, George... If you're going to commit suicide, please do it efficiently, and don't send out texts. Please don't, because then you're just going to make an ass out of yourself. If you're just doing it for publicity reasons, that's really pathetic. The focus needs to be put back on Kaylee. Baez needs to get off his ass and let this little girl rest in peace.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Let our little Kaylee rest in peace.
This is one of the reasons I always enjoy having Sean on the program. He is guaranteed to bring something different to the program. Denny,
yes.
Your theories.
I think that this could be a very interesting week for a number of reasons, and one of those I think that could really be a kind of a final nail in Casey would be the results of these lab tests of the duct tape and trash bag. If they can tie them positively into the Anthony home, I think that really is a killer.
Yeah, it could certainly be the nail in the coffin. Little bit of gallows humor there. Jan, what have you got to say?
Well, as far as like with George, I think they've used him because he's one of the weakest ones in the group. The family, I think they've used him to be able to get the sympathy from the public from, and some people are really falling for it, and maybe I hope I'm wrong because I think it's a cold way of doing it, but that's the way I think anyway.
This is Simon Barrett. I want to thank all of our panelists and our callers that called in today. We will have another show next Sunday. Thank you so much, all, and have a great week.
Thank you all for calling.
Goodbye.
And take it easy.
For letting us listen.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Get better.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Sean, are you still?